world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, first of all, I want you to know, yes, I believe in miracles. I do. I believe in the power of the word. This, you guys are going to think this is minute or crazy, but I don't. I don't think it is. You know the issue I've been having with Sky High, and the grass is 6 feet tall and the mower's busted. And I went to George and I worked on it the other day, and we couldn't get the tire off. And so I broke down and took it into the repair guy. And there's 700 mowers in front of it because everybody's mowing now and everybody's mowers breaking down. And my grass is 17 feet high and it's going to rain all week. And Lord, what am I going to do here? So we drug it into the repair guy on Friday. And then for those of you who don't know, I sent out a prayer request yesterday to some people I hadn't texted. I have a big text list. I said, please just pray that they get my mower done today. Pray that they do. That guy goes with, whatever, Lord, that you have to do, just put an unction on him. Go grab my mower and get that thing fixed. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. And folks, I sent that text out, asked people to pray, and they did. And at 11 o'clock, the phone rang. My mower was ready. Unbelievable. That may sound stupid, but I'm telling you, that was a miracle of miracles of miracles yesterday. And so I got done with that, spent 5.5 hours on my lawnmower. Now, my lawnmower is a 72-inch. You guys have any idea how big that is? 72 inches. That's 6 feet, is it not? 6 feet. And it runs like a sprint car. But I couldn't run like a sprint car yesterday. Number one, the blades are dull. The grass is high, so it's spitting out in clumps. You know how that goes, right? And so I had to put that thing in low gear and drive it like an old Volkswagen. But 5.5 hours later, it can rain now. Okay. It can rain now. So praise the Lord on that one. Hey, thanks for joining us here. I got some stuff. I don't mean to chuckle. I could go 1,000 different directions. I get prepared in the morning. I want you to know something. We're in the middle right now. We're in the middle of the most unbelievable exposing of evil in the history of the world right now. Why do I say that? Because for the first time in history, it can be instantaneously released. For the first time in history, we can avoid censors. We can. I mean, they may try to censor it on Facebook. They may try to censor it on YouTube, but there are so many platforms, so many podcasters, so much going on. So what we're about to see happen is we're going to see some separating of the sheep and the goats. We're going to see it. We're going to see. If we don't see the exposition of evil, America's done. That's where I am. It is so blatant, so obvious. Now they're saying that maybe the Diddy list and the Epstein list might be the same. Did you guys see that? Huh? Do we have any idea how wicked and for how long this corruption has been going on in America? Have any idea? Behind the scenes, control, seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. And if you just stopped and asked yourself right now, excuse me, how long is this? When was the last moment, I'm thinking as I'm asking you here, of Christian influence and control in America? When would that be, you think? When would that be? Would it be the assassination of Kennedy?
Why can't I hear anything?
We can hear you, Brady. I don't know why you can't hear, man. Would that be when it was? Assassination of John Kennedy? Is that when evil really, really began to run rampant? And it's been a downhill slide ever since then. Was it sooner than that? Was it Second World War? Bombing of Pearl Harbor? Was it Vietnam? And we know that we were led into Vietnam by the fact that we bombed our own ship. We know that. I hope you know that. At what point, when was the last really Christian government in the United States of America? Well, that'd be worth something asking, wouldn't it? FDR? Is FDR a Christian? Brought in the Great Society? No, what did he bring? He brought in the New Deal. Lyndon Johnson, after having taking part in getting Kennedy shot. Oh, yeah, that's, you know that, certainly. Certainly you know that. He brought in the New Deal, which was the bad deal. At what point, when did the church lose its grip on America? I don't know the answer. I'm asking, when did that happen? And it's been how many years? If we were to go back 80 years from today, we love those 80 years and Israel and all that stuff. What would 80 years from today have been? What would that have been? 80 years ago today. Somebody can do math, help me. 1945. What's that?
1945, 80 years.
1945, 80 years, 80 years, 80 years. This generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. So the accord or whatever that thing was called when Israel was established, that was 1948, wasn't it? A generation is how long? I'm just thinking out loud. I'm going to show you some stuff here today. I'm just thinking out loud. 80 years, a generation. Now, I'm 72, and I have a generation behind me, Zach, Abby, and Maggie. And now Zach, Abby, and Maggie have 10 and a half grandkids. So Zach, Abby, and Maggie was a generation. I had them at, how old was I? I got married at 28. We had Zach when I was 30, maybe. I don't know. I should have, shame on me. How long's a generation? We've been under darkness for in America for probably, would it be safe to say since Roosevelt, under darkness, the New Deal when it came in? That's when the camel got his nose under the end of the tent. And in 1947, Everson versus the Board of Education, the Supreme Court of the United States declared that there was a separation between the church and state. That'd be a good landmark, wouldn't it? 1948, I think it was. And it all coincides with the wicked evilness that we see going on. Stay with me. I'm going to show you some stuff here. And how do we get here? And what are we going to do about it? Because we are now with the crucible. I believe that we're at the crucible. And I don't care whether you like Trump or not. He is leading a revolution of some type. Is it for the good, for the bad? Some of you out there, it's got this,
He called for prayer.
He called for prayer.
So that was a good thing.
Well, we know this. The Bible says that, can the devil cast out the devil? Well, the devil can't. I'm going to show you some stuff here, okay? Hang on here real quickly. Hang on, Todd. I got to do some homework. Pull up number one real quick. I want to make sure we get this. We want to try to support John, our friend John Hartzler. Thank you, Mel, by the way, for posting this on May 31st. That's 11 days. John Hartzler is going to be part. Jeff Lauder back. He's a national guy. Samantha Rayburn, I don't know about. On Make America Healthy Again. That's it's going to be right here in Granville, Ohio. Jake and Sabrina's place. Free admission. Doors open at noon. North 64 Farms. Put this in the chat. We need to support this, folks. We need to support this. That's May 31st. Of course, that was it next weekend, Memorial Day weekend. So it'll be that weekend. And John Hartzler, Hartzler's Dairy. Those who don't know John is a dear friend of us here. John's leading a revolution on milk of all things. Yeah, how we're being poisoned by GMOs and all that stuff. This event's coming up, so put that on your calendars. You want to go there, not support John, just to support John, but it's really a biggie. So I want to make sure everybody's aware of that. We're still working on what to do. Trying to put together a group to influence Natural Family Month. We cannot let this die. This is, if we let the degenerates, I'm sorry, I hope they're listening. If we let the degenerates say no to Natural Family Month, they are the world's biggest bigots. Do you hear what I'm telling you? If they will not let us have a month to celebrate the natural family, they are the world's biggest bigots. We have to call them out for what they are. They want their sin paraded. They want their sin solved. They want their whole month to celebrate homosex. And they are screaming and hollering and making phone calls, making sure the boy, not the natural family, baby. No, 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 we ain't going to be having that. No, 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 no. Huh? You understand the battle? You understand the war between the good and the evil? So that war right there. I'm going to stop right now. Because I'm going to show you something here. What's going on? Does anybody have anything for the good of the group that they'd like to go ahead and bring it up right now? I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. Dave, come on in.
Yeah, real quick. You mentioned the Diddy thing, and I read an article yesterday that I thought was very interesting. They said the P. Diddy thing is going to end up exactly just like the Epstein thing. They're going to make him to be the bad guy, the vile guy. His wife came out and exposed all these vile things that she was, moral things that she was involved in. But at the end of the day, nobody's going to be exposed. He's going to be the bad guy, and that's going to be the end of it.
That's the way it's going to be. That's the way the game's played. It's the way the game's played. By the way, I don't know if Biden's dead or not. I mean, is it outside the realm of possibility that we've had a shadow president for 4 years? Could this guy really be dead? Could somebody be playing him? Is it possible, friends?
If this guy has
stage whatever, prostate cancer, and they didn't tell us. It's the greatest fraud in the history of maybe the world. And the reason I say the world, because there's no more powerful guy than the president of the United States. And so we've had a fake president of the United States. We all knew this, didn't we? We knew this. We had a fake president of the United States. And now we find out that he has cancer. Look, hey, you looking at me? Now they want you to feel sorry for him. Don't be bringing up anything. Don't be digging into his past. Oh, don't be doing it. The poor guy has cancer. He only has a few months left. Anybody out there, do you get the game the way they play the game? Do you understand that he's been nothing but a tool and a puppet for them? Do you understand that? And they're going to try to milk this for all it's worth. That poor Joe just discovered that his prostate cancer has moved into his bones. That would be the fastest moving prostate cancer in the history of the world. Or maybe he's been drinking COVID vaccines for every night for whatever. Anyway, folks, wicked man. I got some great stuff. Don't you dare go away. Come on in, Dale.
Well, I hope I'm driving to a dead zone. But anyway, I did see an interview with Kash Patel and Dan Bongino last night.
Saw it.
And brother, man, let me tell you what, I don't know how far I can trust, but I do like Dan Bongino saying that unequivocal evidence of the FBI behind the J6 and behind the Russian gate all dealt with Comey.
Amen. 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 Comey's going down. Comey's going. Hang on. I got some good stuff. Stay with me. Judd, come on in, Judd. Can't hear you, dude.
Yeah, Coach, did you happen to see Franklin Graham asking the people to pray for Biden?
Yes.
For his new diagnosis?
Unbelievable. This is my perspective on it, okay? I pray Joe Biden finds the Lord. I believe in deathbed conversion. I believe it. But the debt that guy owes to the American people, I pray for his salvation. I don't pray he gets off scot-free. I pray for salvation for the next life. I don't pray for mercy in this life. That's me. And not only that, whoever else behind him, behind the scenes, it's time for justice. If we don't get justice, I'm going there. Hang on. If we don't get justice now, we'll never have it. Dale, go ahead. I pray for his conversion, and I pray justice fall on him. I pray for his conversion,
the Lord
and
said,
I pray that justice come down like a mighty river on him. That's
the Lord said of David, the sword will never leave your house. Let me tell you what, there is dealings with what you do in this world, and Joe Biden and his family and Jill and the rest of them have all that coming. Listen, the Lord can save them, but he looked at King David. He said, because of what you did, David, you're going to be my king. You're going to be my man. But the sword's never going to leave your house.
Amen, baby. Amen. Okay, so you ready? Are you sitting down? Spencer, pull up number, pull up, boom, pull that one up. And take that to the 2-minute mark. Huh? Hey, folks, all roads lead to Obama. I don't know if you've noticed this or not. President Trump is starting to say that. All roads lead to Obama. Do you guys know he said that? Do you know he said that the other day? Wait a minute. Hang on. Pull that up for me. Number three. Pull up number three. Pull up number three. Huh? Obama faked his name, his religion, his wife, his kids, his birthplace, his nationality, his education, and his career. And then he sealed his records in his very first executive order to stop Americans from finding out. After trying to fundamentally change America for 8 years, he used another 4, employing Joe Biden, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, to tell Biden what to do to complete the country's destruction. Mm-hmm. Somebody say boom for me. Huh? Somebody say boom.
Boom.
And Donald Trump said all roads lead to Obama. Do you understand what that means? Do you understand that the president of the United States, do you think Trump knows? Do you think Trump knows behind the scenes what we don't know? And what would make him come out and say all roads lead to Obama other than he knows? He knows. And can I show you the genesis of it? This is April 30th, 2011. Huh? You're going to find out why Trump's going to get and expose Obama. This was what they call it, the National Press Club, whatever. They all come, and Obama's a keynote speaker. What an arrogant piece of whatever he is, anyway. And Donald Trump happens to be in the crowd. This is 2011. Donald Trump ain't nobody except a businessman. That's all Donald Trump is. And I'm putting this, starting this at the 2-minute mark. And this is why Trump is going after Obama. By the way, he has to. This is the heart of all of it. This guy is the heart of all of it. It's 2-minute mark. Go ahead and play it.
I want to make clear to the Fox News table, that was a joke. That was not my real birth video.
He's been talking about his birth certificate, okay? Been making light about his birth certificate up to this point.
Call Disney if you don't believe me. They have the original long-form version. There's a vicious rumor floating around that I think could really hurt Mitt Romney. I heard he passed universal health care when he was governor of Massachusetts. Someone should get to the bottom of that. And I know just the guy to do it. Donald Trump is here tonight.
Freeze it. Now look, folks, Obama's going to make fun of Trump for about 2 minutes here. Trump isn't a politician. He isn't anything. He's just Donald Trump. And if you watch closely, you'll be able to watch the steam coming off the top of his hair. Go ahead.
Now, I know that he's taken some flack lately. But no one is happier, no one is prouder to put this birth certificate matter to rest than the Donald. And that's because he can finally get back to focusing on the issues that matter. Like, did we fake the moon landing? What really happened in Roswell? And where are Biggie and Tupac?
Trump ain't laughing.
All kidding aside, obviously we all know about your credentials and breadth of experience.
Hang on a second. Hang on.
For example,
folks, ask yourself this. If we want to think things are orchestrated, why would Obama publicly pick on Donald Trump like this 11 years ago? No, it wasn't even 11. 15, 14 years ago. What? By the way, keep watching. This is why Trump's going after Obama. Go ahead.
Seriously, just recently, in an episode of Celebrity Apprentice, at the steakhouse, the men's cooking team did not impress the judges from Omaha Steaks. And there was a lot of blame to go around, but you, Mr. Trump, recognized that the real problem was a lack of leadership. And so ultimately, you didn't blame Little John or Meatloaf. You fired Gary Busey. And these are the kind of decisions that would keep me up at night.
You could Trump out to be a fool, you get it?
Well handled, sir.
He's speaking, he ain't laughing.
Well handled. Say what you will about Mr. Trump, he certainly would bring some change to the White House. Let's see what we've got up there.
Folks, hang on. Folks, freeze it. Folks, this is 2011. 2011. Talking about Trump in the White House. Bad House Barry talking about Trump in the White House in 2011. When did Trump run for president? 2018?
But Coach, he did contemplate in 2011 running when Mitt Romney won the Republican ticket. And I think that they were trying to make a mockery of him that he would never run.
Amen. Okay, it's about over. This is why Trump's going to get Bathhouse Barry. Go ahead and finish it. All right. Pull up. I already did that one. Oh, my goodness. I got so much stuff.
Is it fair to ask about Michelle Obama, or if you want to call her Michelle or Michael, whatever else, is it fair to ask that question and bring up that subject? Because I think that is really disturbing.
I think it is too. Hey, Brady, I want to ask you a question. Do me a favor, buddy. Just raise your hand and don't come until we invite you in. Okay. So here's the thing. Look. Hey, folks, I ain't going to muddy the meat here. Okay. It ain't about Michelle. We run down all those rabbit holes all we want to. I'm here to tell you that America has never recovered from Barack Hussein Obama. And I'm here to tell you this, that Barack Hussein Obama has been president for the last 4 years.
Boom.
Now, whether you want to believe that or not, I don't care. Now, whether it's Barack Hussein Obama or his team, whoever that might be, that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with. Still dealing with. So if you think about it, I don't know what the state of Joe Biden. There are people who say literally that this is a fake Biden. People have been wondering about that for a long time. Doesn't even look the same. And they had to cheat and install Joe Biden into the White House so that Barack Obama could continue to be. Okay, pull up number two, Nino. Nino, look, I'll get you all in here in a second. Go ahead, George. Hey, they can call me a conspiracy theorist. I don't care. They can laugh at me. They can do all they want to. The evidence is so deep and so thick. 2 minute and 30 mark with Nino. Go ahead.
Did a video yesterday of Hillary and with Juanito, and now I'm doing the one on Obama with the ghost. So, and then we're going to go to ninoscorner.tv after this and go into detail about the reality of India, Pakistan, the new country that has been formed. We'll be talking about all of that, and we're going to be talking about when we think these tribunals are going to kick off. So we'll go into detail on the back channel on that soon. It's going to be soon, right, Ghost?
Yes, I do believe so.
All right. Wow. So I want to kick this off first. You know, I'll show the meme once again that Trump put out there.
You put it at 1.5 speed. I don't know if it's like, anywhere. I'm sorry.
I mean, this is as obvious it gets. It's as obvious it gets, folks. I mean, circled Obama, all roads lead to Obama, and then there you go. Retweet if you want. There you go.
Folks, Trump posted this. You understand? Trump posted this. All roads lead to Obama. Retruth if you want. Public military tribunals. Trump posted. Keep playing.
Public, not just secret. Now, Juan has always said they're going to be public. So who's been covering this for the longest time? Moi, Ghost, Juanito, a few other podcasters out there. You know, I got to give credit where credit's due. But here it is. I mean, it doesn't get any more blunt than this, does it, Ghost?
No, it doesn't. And you have so many other interesting stories that surround this inference, you know, the birth certificate issue, you know, and the lady who supposedly died in a plane crash following that, that was a part-time position in Hawaii, by the way. But oh my God, how many things can you listen? We could spend the next 10 minutes listing a lot of them. What happened to Ambassador Stevens? Quite a number of people. What was it, the one who crashed while going over to the Balkans, and what business he had even at the Balkans was questionable. Ron something or another. And that, I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. So, yeah, because he was in position, I've always said it was a puppet position to, let's say, other outside forces, got to keep it light. And he did their bidding for him, basically. Right. But there's heavy issues, starting with the birth certificate.
We'll go on that on .tv. Yeah. There's certain things we can't touch.
I'm going to watch all of it. Friends, are you connecting what Obama did to Trump in 2011 and what Trump's doing now? Are you connecting that? Because if you're not, you're missing the whole thing. Now, we know this. President Trump has access to all that hidden, buried information. He has access to it. And I'll bet you this, that he's had people working on that since who knows when. Hang on. Pull up the meme that says, pull up number four. I'm going to open it up. I'll get you in there, George. You just kind of wet in the whistle. Number four. Okay, folks. They lied about Joe Biden's cancer. They lied about Joe Biden's dementia. They lied about Russia collusion. They lied about Brett Kavanaugh. They lied about Jesse Smollett. They lied about Jeffrey Epstein. They lied about Hunter's laptop. They lied about COVID. They lied about the vaccine. They lied about the 2020 election. They lied about January 6th. They lied about the Nord Stream pipeline. They lied about the Inflation Reduction Act. They lied about Kamala Harris's poll numbers, and they lied about the wide open southern border. Why does anyone still listen to them? If we can't see it work, the government media complex. George, come on in.
I was going to say, because Obama told you on CBS 60 Minutes that was the game plan. He wanted
he was going to radically so transform the United
term.
Radically then transform the United States of America. Hang on, George. And then he said the ideal job would be if he could be the guy behind the curtain, just calling all the shots in the basement of the White House. Obama said all that. Go ahead, George.
Yes, he did. And then the thing with the meme with the military tribunals is that he's coming out and slowly rolling you to let you know about the 10 days of darkness. and preparing you for what you're going to see. It's a slow rollout. It's that mental aspect of programming you to start seeing these things.
Let me ask you a question, George. Do you think Trump wants to get Obama?
100%. 100%. He ain't gonna turn the other tied to the Bushes and the whole deep state nefarious cabal. He was their last. He was their last one.
It's coming down. It's coming down. I'm telling you, it's coming down. Brett, come on in.
Yeah, good morning, Coach. Good morning, team. Hey, I just want to bring to attention, where does this mean anything? I can't imagine, but you know, Trump has a 25 or $45 million military parade happening in D.C. on June 14th.
Yep, right.
And think, I can't imagine anything, but I mean, I can't imagine, but oh my word, can you to use the military? And that's good and bad, but the thoughts that go along with that are, anyway, that's it. Go ahead, Coach.
Thanks. Okay, good. Brady, come on.
Yeah, I just want to say, I think Obama was a downfall of our country. That was the beginning of the downfall of our country. And I think Trump has been a godly man. I mean, a lot of people disagree with that, but I really don't, because he's the only person who's ever called for prayer. And he's the only one who actually stands up for the people that are actually hurting and things like that. So, I think Obama is the downfall. He was the downfall of this country in 2008 when he got elected.
So, Brady, here's what we say here. I don't know what kind of Christian man Donald Trump is, but he's opening the door. He's opened the door to the church. That's the way I see it, right? He's invited the church in. And as my wife would say, honey, you say the same thing every day. If the church will get involved. Now, let me ask you, does the church have the gravel in the gut to do what King David did? Do we really have that gravel in the gut? Does the church have the gravel in the gut to publicly punish evil? I don't know if we do. I don't know if we do. I'm glad, as I said before, I'm glad Donald Trump's president and not Franklin Graham. I'm glad Donald Trump's the president and not T.D. Jakes.
I am too.
I'm glad Donald Trump is president and not Joel Osteen. I'm glad Donald Trump is president and not, what's her name? It doesn't matter. I'm glad that the Lord sent us a man to do a man's job. He didn't send us a boy to do a boy's job.
And, amen. Amen.
Vengeance is mine. I will repay. But I'm telling you right now, if you think Donald Trump is going to bring mercy to Barack Obama, Donald Trump is God's man. Now, hang on. Vengeance is mine, the Lord says. I will repay. Well, could Donald Trump be that repayment of the Lord for Barack Obama? I don't know, man. I don't know. Somebody come on in there. I'll shut up here. It's 733. I got folks.
I enjoyed listening to you. Thank you for your answer. Thanks for letting me ask a question. I appreciate it.
Okay, Brady. So now just raise your hand. You know how to do that. You can come in anytime. Anytime I allow you to permit you to come in. Okay. Pull up number nine. See now, nobody wants to talk to me today but me. Pull up number nine. It's just a couple minutes here. Just a couple minutes. Who runs the government? This is an undercover video by James O'Keefe. Right? Biden deputy chief of staff confesses in an undercover video that Biden was a near vegetable over the last 4 years and was never the president. James O'Keefe, May 18th. Go ahead and play it.
Who would you say is the most powerful person at the White House?
Jeff
is the most powerful person at the White House.
Other than like the president. There's probably like five or six people that work for Joe Biden and have worked for him for 30 years. One of them is Ron Klain. Ron worked for Biden when he was like a senator. There's a guy named Steve Ricchetti. He's like a senior advisor at the White House. Yeah, she's a senior.
See, we don't even know who these people are. These are the people running the American government. Anita Dunn. How long has that scumbag been around? Huh? How do these people get in positions of authority and remain in positions of authority? How is it that Obama's staff is O'Biden's staff? How is that? Go ahead.
Gene Sperling. He's an economics guy. Oh, his sister, Biden's sister. She like runs the Biden Foundation. They're the people that run his different departments. If they put it on his desk, saying like, "Hey, we think you should do this department."
I feel like Barack Obama is still very like involved.
No, he is.
Yeah, Hillary was being interviewed, and she said, "I still talk to the White House every day."
She has people that are like super close to her that are still. Like senior people in the White House.
So who is she talking to in the White House?
Probably near attendant.
I hope Hillary is still involved behind the scene.
No, she is.
Treasonous Barack Obama.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Huh? There you go. What's going on? It's one big nest of government, friends. One big nest. The same names over and over. They simply change the guy sitting in the captain's chair. That's what we're dealing with. Somebody come in. Who runs the government? Who runs the government? Wow. I feel lonely this morning. Thanks, Roger. Come on in.
Yeah, I believe that Obama was a CIA plant in the beginning. He was groomed, and they brought him in. He came in through George Bush Sr., believe it or not, through Hawaii. And then he came in. His job for the CIA was to take America down from within and deliver us into the New World Order.
Boom. I would tend to agree with you. That's why these people have been placed, folks. They are the shadow government. They are. And I believe this. Trump isn't part of it. That's what I believe. That's why the resistance has been so great and so strong. He is not part of that cabal. Barack Obama, when he made fun of Trump, never dreamed Trump would be president, I don't think, unless we're really set up. Judah, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, it's good to know. I mean, you guys, group is everyone learns every day is a revealing, and it's great to see new people here starting to understand things so they can start diving in and understanding how to unravel the history behind this.
Amen.
And as you get into, you know, obviously Gerald Ford, George Bush Sr., then Prescott Bush Sr., his dad.
And you
start to unravel the history behind that. You know, people got to understand that the CIA rolls all the way up to the Vatican, which rolls up to the Bank of London, which rolls up with the Rothschilds. And what we're looking at is a banker's war. We're coming into this next chapter where the banks in the United States are going to be separated from the Federal Reserve to the gold and silver new systems. And when that happens, it's going to be a bumpy road. But however, there's a lot of distractions that are being played in front of everybody right now. They know all the answers to these things. They're using it as political theater to distract people from what's happening. But as you come to understand how Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter implemented the senior executive service, this is the deep state. This is the shadow government that was put in play. And that group, through this Freemason order, those lodges installed Obama to be the hitman to take down America for...
Spencer, bring up Psalm 2. Keep going. Find Psalm 2.
When you understand the banker's war, they were making China the new head of the new financial system. Donald Trump and, say, the generals, 200 generals behind them, stop this. And so when you got to understand the details behind all of that, every single one of these people from George Bush down are going to be held accountable. And they already have. They're telling us, the American people, the story of what was taking place and what happened for the New World Order. The Georgia Guidestones, when they were taken down, that was the biggest, I guess, in-your-face display that, you know what? The Freemason group is now out of power. And so people just got to understand what's happening here. Obama will be held accountable. Hopefully he'll be the first arrest that shocks the nation. People got to understand the details behind who and what this secret order was doing and how their relationships tie into the United Nations. It is a God battle. It's a battle of Lucifer versus Christ Jesus and God Almighty. But until people understand how real this is a biblical war, they don't have any grounds to stand on, because that is the spiritual key that unlocks everything. So
yeah, this should be mandatory reading from every pulpit in America every Sunday. You ready? Psalm 2. It's on the screen. You believe the word of God? God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Why do the heathen rage? The people imagine a vain thing. Hey, Spencer, just a second. See, we don't understand King James language. We don't realize what the words mean. So I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to put it in the Message Bible. Okay, not yet, Spence, not yet. The kings of this earth set themselves. You ever heard of concrete setting? Understand that? Set means to establish. The kings of the earth have established themselves. And the rulers take counsel together. The rulers take counsel together against the Lord. Come on, come on. If they're in government and they don't serve Jesus Christ, they are on the other team. How many Christians are there in Washington, D.C., let alone the Republican Party? Not very many. Why do they go there and stay there? Because they love the power, they love the money, they love the influence. They are the most arrogant of Americans in Congress. Mm-hmm. Let us break their bands asunder, they're talking about, and cast away their cords from us. Because Jesus sits in the heavens and he's laughing. Huh? Laughing like you're watching your child try to play something and make something in the mud. Oh, look at that. The Lord's laughing. You're going to have him in derision. Go to the Message Bible. What's that say? In language maybe we would understand. Why the big noise, nations? Why the mean plots, people? Earth leaders push for position. Demagogues and delegates meet for summit talks. Is this unbelievable? Huh? Is this it? Huh? The God deniers, the Messiah deniers, that's who's meeting together. Let's get free from God. Cast us loose from this Messiah. That's what the God haters are saying. Heaven-throned God breaks out laughing. At first, he's amused at the presumption. Then he gets ticked off, gets good and angry. And furiously, he shuts them up. Scroll down, Spence, please. Don't you know there's a king in Zion? Coronation banquet is spread for him on the holy summit? Let me tell you what God said next. He said, you're my son. Speaking to Jesus. And today's your birthday. What do you want? Name it. Nations as a present? Talking to his son Jesus? Continents as a prize? You can command them all to dance for you or throw them all out with tomorrow's trash. So Rebel Kings, use your head. Scroll down. Upstart Supreme Court judges, you better learn your lesson. Worship God in adoring and embrace. Celebrate in trembling awe. Kiss Messiah. Because your very lives are in danger, you know. God's anger is about to explode. But if you make a run for God, you won't regret it. I think that's where we are, friends. And this time clock of the world, of America, of everything that's going down, this is where we are. I believe God is putting his foot down. And the question remains, as it always remains, where is the church? Where is it? We see this corruption going on in America. Where is the church? And we see what's going on with the natural family, what JR is trying to do with the natural family, and the God-hating, freaky, sexually deviants. They're ringing off the phones right now, calling to scare the Republicans into not doing anything. And are the Republicans calling? Are the Christians calling and saying, we want our day as well? Are we hearing that? Is that going on? What do you think? With this new bill that's come out, are pastors urging the congregants to call their elected officials? So I'm an elected official, and I'm sitting in Ohio, and my phone's ringing off the hook. It ain't the good guys calling. That ain't the good guys. It's the bad guys calling. So the guy who's answering the phone says, huh, gee, well, maybe American people aren't for this. But they don't hear from us. And while we sit here twiddling our thumbs, they're making those phone calls right now. Right now. And they need to know that we support them. They're not only yes to the bill, but hell yes to the bill. It's the ultimate, ultimate discrimination. They won't even let us honor natural families. If you're in a natural family, you are a bigot. They don't even know what natural family means. They don't get it. The church plays tiddlywinks. Gino, come on in. We got to get moving on this. We're 2 days behind on phone calls. Hello, Gino.
Dave, I just want to know if I'm wrong, please let me know. I've gone to too many different churches, and you start bringing up some of the stuff you're bringing up. And you know what I hear? I don't want to belittle what I'm going to say because I know it's true. Well, God's in control.
Yep.
It's just like, well, God's in control and we're going to win at the end. We're going to be raptured out of here and we don't have to do nothing. And
that's right, that, brother.
That disturbs me very highly.
And Gina, how about this one? Sit still. Go for me if you can. It disturbs me too. Go to number 5. And play the first 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And then put it in the chat. Go ahead.
This story is going to
crush. Hang on. It's entitled The Crushing Downfall of the Family Unit. Go ahead.
Like, really crazy.
Marriage rates have been declining since the 70s, and 2021 was the first year that more children were born out of wedlock than in it.
And for the first time ever since records began, 50.1% of women are childless by 30.
The U.S. fertility rate has plummeted for the past 15 years.
But people are choosing to get married later or live together beforehand or even not getting married at all.
The nuclear family has almost been destroyed in the United States. You know, how many kids come from, you know, two-parent households with both parents that were their biological parent?
18%. People get married on average like 10 years later now than they did.
It's destroying the country.
If there is one thing that is apocalyptic, different about our generation compared to every single other generation in history, it is the near total disintegration of the family unit, at the very least in the Western world. In 1960, 73% of children were living in a family with two married parents who were on their first marriage. By 1980, that had dropped to 61% of children, and today it is less than half. Almost 50% of all the marriages in the United States end in divorce, and researchers estimate that 41% of first marriages end in divorce. If we look at the up-and-coming generation, only half of today's teens will go on to get married at any point in their life, in spite of the fact that almost all of them aspire to marriage at some point in their lives. And families where the parents are unmarried do not fare as well. Cohabiting parents only make up 19% of all couples, but they make up 50% of family breakdown. And some people might respond, well, that's people's choices, people's desires change over time. This is fine, it's not a problem. The issue is that it is a problem. We can clearly see that. The destruction of the Western family is leading to the destruction of the West as a whole. Fatherlessness and broken families lead to a vastly increased chance of going to prison, vastly higher rates of violent crime, increased mental health problems, increased government spending. Fatherlessness is the single largest driving factor behind poverty, vastly more so than race. Did you know that in America, a white child from a mother-led household is three times more likely to end up in poverty than a black child from a two-parent household? And it is not just an American thing. The same pattern is repeated everywhere. In Canada, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Scandinavia, the household is declining, and where it declines, the society falls apart.
Boom. Boom, boom, boom,
boom.
See, the real bigots are those on the left who are tolerant, diverse, inclusive, but not with the natural family. Oh, no, oh, no, 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 no. So we got to understand this. Christians, was the natural family God's plan for mankind? And if it is, why in the hell won't we stand up and fight for it? That's really where we are. I just saw David Arthur just put in the chat, Dave, the sexual deviants, they're aware of this bill, aren't they, David? Aren't they making phone calls right now, David?
They're absolutely aware of it. And I got an email yesterday about a trans, quote unquote, trans couple that are already preparing their testimony and their defense to go to Ohio to testify against the bill. And that's why it's really important that we understand exactly what they're going to be bringing to the table.
Somebody help me out here. What is it we want with this bill? What is this we want with this bill? What is it we want? Help me out. But I think we just want to honor the natural family. We're not saying divorce families aren't any good. We're not saying anything about anybody else. We just want to celebrate God's plan. And we can't get there. We can't do that.
Well, exactly, Coach. But that is because inclusivity only goes one way. Inclusivity does not go both ways.
It does not go both ways. They are inclusive into us, but they will not welcome us into them. So it is. Laura Ann, go ahead.
There has been a push for such a long time that you're supposed to get rid of child first parenting. And the Lord really imprinted this on me over the last couple of days. And Jesus did, and God the Father did child first parenting. He put us first. At the cost of his son. to protect us, because when love bears all things, that word bears, translated from the Greek, actually means to protect. And he protected us. And as families, we don't have child first because it starts with abortion. So how do you have a natural family when you want to kill your own offspring? You don't want to protect them. You want to harm them. So love does not bear all things there. You're not being a parent. You don't know how to do it. And now you got, you know, all roads leading to Obama because he wants to destroy the natural family here in America. And I'll just let you sit on that.
Lorianne, hey, folks, I don't want to jump into the conspiracy theory, but we all know that the underground joke is that Michelle Obama is transgender. Now, I don't know. You've never heard me. I made jokes about Big Mike and all you. Folks, could that be possible? I mean, if you were the devil, let's just play pretend. If you were the devil, would that be a button you'd push? Would that be a poke you in the eye that the White House is the center of sexual deviancy? I'm just asking. I don't know. Think Joe Biden's still alive? You think he's been alive? Johnny.
You remember when Obama first came into office, he proclaimed that this nation was no longer a Christian nation.
Christian nation, brother. No longer a Christian nation. Well, he was right, wasn't he? He was prophetic, but he's right. We're not a Christian nation. We're not even a nation of Christians. We don't even know what it means to be a Christian anymore, other than love everybody and forgive everybody. Vinny.
Big Mike, she's a man, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, well, folks, what a poke in the eye that would be of the devil if he could put into the White House a non-normal family. Brady.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I would love to just, if you could just say a prayer for us, for all of us, for our country, just for us. I would, because I enjoy your program. It's so nice. I would love to hear you just say a prayer for our country. I think that would be so good.
All right, I'll do that.
Everyone listening, there's 80 something people listening. I think it would be something.
Brady, they're more than that. They're more than that. Folks, this is just Coach Dave Live. Anyway, I get it.
I think everyone, I know we're talking about different subjects and whatever else, but I think a prayer from you would touch a lot of people.
Heavenly Father, we just ask you right now, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Lord, the word tells us God has enemies. He doesn't love everybody. His love's available to everybody. And Father says, let righteousness roll down like a mighty river. Father, whatever the consequences of it would be, we ask that you would bring your righteousness and your judgment. Father, the word says that judgment begins first in the house of God. And Lord, that's not the church building. That's the building into which your spirit resides. Father, I pray that you'd bring conviction in the heart of men, that they'll rise up and scatter your enemies in a way that brings glory and honor to you, Father. Father, we repent. We apologize for sitting passively, quietly on our church pew as a culture outside degenerates. Father, we ask that you would come in a powerful way. Send your spirit. Use me to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey, folks, look, we don't need a move of God. We need a move of people. And we'll say that again. We don't need a move of God. God's ready to move. We need a move of people.
Boom. Boom.
We sit around, and the problem is the homos and the deviants are more committed to their belief than we are to ours. That's what's going on. Evil men crept in unaware and changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped him through the creature more than the creator. And the last thing that those sexual deviants want is to acknowledge that there is a God judging their deviant behavior.
And whom are you talking about? That's what we want to know.
See you tomorrow.